Lift up your two hands, everyone. Lift up your hands and wave them. Shakola badaya. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lift your hands.
Father, thank you for your power. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your anointing that is flowing here tonight. I'm breaking the yoke, setting the captives free, releasing the oppressed, delivering the oppressed. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your help. Thank you for your hand. Thank you for something you are doing tonight that only you can do. Bible said, in that day the burden shall be lifted from your shoulder and the yoke from your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. And this day is that day in which that burden is lifted from your shoulder and that yoke is lifted from your neck. And this day is that day in which that yoke shall be destroyed
because of the anointing. Let it be, Lord. Let it be, Lord. Let it be, Lord. Shato toparana. Chains are broken. Yokes are broken. Bondages are broken. Freedom is released. Liberty is released. Fresh help is released. Thank you, Father, because something has happened. Somebody just walked out of a prison, just walked out of a cage, just walked out of an oppression, just walked out of depression, just walked out of disease and affliction. Clap your hands, all ye people. Yes, 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 yes. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. Somebody just got a breakthrough. Somebody just got a fresh oil, fresh grace, fresh anointing, fresh help.
Multiply the encounters. I believe at the end of the service, we'll have testimonies and stories of people that received God's help tonight. Give him the praise. As you take your seat in that presence of the Lord.
All-consuming fire, is your name. All-consuming fire, is your name. All-consuming fire, is your name. All consuming fire.
Is burning something in somebody's life. It's burning a chain. It's burning a disease. It's burning a cancer. It's burning an affliction. All consuming fire. All consuming fire.
Thank you, Master. Something got bumped, we'll get to know at the end of the service. Please be seated. Joel chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. I welcome everyone here watching online,
online viewers, online members, we welcome you. We know your life will never remain the same. In Jesus' name, welcome to the Dunamis community. We are happy to have you, and we know you'll be blessed. Joel chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. Be ye ashamed, O ye husbandmen, how, O ye vine dressers, for the wheat and for the barley, because the harvest of the field is perished. The vine dried up. The vine is dried up. And the fig tree languishing. The pomegranate tree. The palm tree. Also on the apple tree. Even all the trees of the field are withered. Because joy is withered away from the sons of men. Joy, praise, and financial blessing overflow. That is our subject tonight. Joy, praise, and financial blessing overflow. It is understanding the place between the place of your joy and your praise. In the release, the place of joy and praise in financial blessing overflow. Joy, praise. They play an unbelievable role, in the release and the explosion of resources. Many of us are aware that the joy of the Lord is our strength. We know the place of joy and strength. That if your joy is not in place, your strength can't be in place. We know the place of joy and health, because a merry heart doeth good like medicine. First one was Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10. And the second was Proverbs 17:22. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. We know the place of joy and the presence of God. For in his presence is fullness of joy. And the right hand are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 16 verse 11. But many of us don't know the place of joy and our resources. Isn't that strange? That there is a connection between the joy you operate and the resources you can connect. That there is a connection between the joy and the praise you walk in and the blessing you can command. That the lack of joy can be a reason for the lack of resources. Isn't that serious? That you are not happy because you don't have money. And that unhappiness is further multiplying poverty. You are depressed because of scarcity. And the depression is multiplying the bankruptcy. Let's look at 8 ways in which joy and praise are connected to your financial blessing overflow. Number 1, joy and praise irrigate the earth for the seed to thrive and for the harvest to flourish. Joy and praise irrigate the earth or the ground for the seed to thrive and for the harvest to flourish. Joel chapter 1 verse 11 and 12 was what we read. He said, be ashamed, O you husbandmen, how, you vine dressers, for the wheat and for the barley, because the harvest of the field is perished. The vine is dried. The fig tree languishes. The pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree, even all the trees of the field are withered. Why? Because joy is withered away from the sons of men. What makes trees to wither when there is no moisture in the earth? When there is no water in the earth, they dry up. So joy is the irrigator of your destiny soil. Your praise is the irrigator. Is the irrigator of the soil, the ground of your destiny and your life. The absence of joy or praise equals the dryness of the earth. And the dryness of the earth equals the withering of the harvest. Again, the absence of joy equals the dryness of the earth. Your ground is dry. And the dryness of the earth equals the withering of your harvest. Rain may be falling, but the joyless person will never feel it. There may be abundance everywhere, but the depressed person can never see it, because his joylessness dries up everything around him. Number two, joy and praise put the earth under pressure to release both deposited and due increases and blessings. Again, joy and praise put the earth under pressure to release both what God deposited in the ground for you and what is due for you to receive. What is deposited in the earth and what you deserve, you have planted, you have sown, what must come your way. Joy puts the earth under the pressure. What scripture is that? Psalm 67, verse 5 to verse 7. He said, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him. The earth is brought under pressure. Then shall the earth yield. Yield means surrender. Yield means give up her increase. When you know how to praise, you don't have to beg the earth to give you what is yours. Today someone asked me, he said, I am in Dubai, and this is a place for gifts and a place for many things. What can I buy for you? And I said, nothing crosses my mind. Let me think over it. I haven't given a reply yet. And you'll be saying, it's because you are big. That's why you say you don't. But it's not today. From when ministry was age 2, one woman said, I am traveling to America. What can I buy for you? I said, I can't think of anything. Those are days where you are still living in a rented house. You don't beg the earth for anything. The way I preach today is the way I preached when we were 50 people. With all energy and fire and vibrancy. You don't beg the earth for anything if your joy and your praise is in place. Can I say this to you? If the devil wants to keep you in scarcity, he attacks your joy. If the devil wants to keep you in poverty, he attacks your joy. And today, every attack on your joy, I declare it is arrested forever. If you are saying amen, say it louder. Amen. Hallelujah. Number three. Joy. So please understand that praise places a demand of release. Somebody say demand of release. Demand of release. It places a demand of release on the earth. It places a demand of release on the earth. Number three. Praise and joy, or joy and praise, that includes thanksgiving, fertilize resources unto multiplication. That is, your harvest has come. It's already in your hands. Your praise can cause what is already in your hands to still multiply. Joy and praise, and that includes thanksgiving, fertilize resources unto multiplication. What is in your hands multiplies by your praise. It multiplies. What was not enough becomes more than enough by the power of praise. John chapter 6, verse 11 and in verse 12. When Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples. And the disciples to them that were set down. And likewise, of the fishes as much as they would, he gave thanks. That was 5 loaves and 2 fishes. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. And they gathered, filled 12 baskets with the fragments. Out of 5 loaves and 2 fishes, 12 baskets came out. I have said this before, and I will say it again, that the unction for multiplication travels in the vehicle of appreciation. The unction for multiplication travels in the vehicle of appreciation. If you understand what it means to appreciate God, what is in your hand will multiply. It is when people collect their salaries that they destroy the potential of that salary. First of all, they overborrowed before the money came. And then when the money came, they are not thinking of tithing. Then they take it and look at this and say, what is this? This wretched money has come again. And then the money will prove to them how wretched it is. It's not able to meet no need. Jesus did not take the 5 loaves and 2 fishes and say, what is this? What will it achieve among these people? He gave thanks. And as he did that, he multiplied. You will see unusual multiplication. Someone say aloud, amen. You will see unusual multiplication if you can understand the language of appreciation. Is anybody following at all? Number 4, joy and praise are spiritual implements and tools of harvest. Joy and praise are spiritual implements and tools of harvest. They are sickles of harvest. In Psalm 126, verse 5, they that sow in tears shall reap with joy. It doesn't matter what you sowed or how you sowed. If you have to reap, you must reap with joy. What is the meaning? The way you carry a sickle, is that what they used to harvest rice? You carry the sickle as a tool. What sound is that? The way you carry a sickle to a rice farm and use it to bring back the rice harvest. That is the way you carry joy to bring home your harvest. The way you carry hoe to the yam farm and use it to move away the earth and bring the yam out. That is the way you carry joy to bring home your harvest. For most people, the problem is not that the harvest is not available, but the equipment to harvest it is not available. Their harvest is in the field, but the equipment is lacking. They shall reap with joy. It is not yet harvest time until joy is in place. That was what Isaiah chapter said. Chapter 9 verse 6 said. Chapter 9 verse 3. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 3. Thou hast multiplied the nation and not increased the joy. Now, the joy before you according to the joy in harvest. Harvest time is joy time. It is not yet harvest time until joy is in place. Let us, Hebrews chapter 13 verse 15. He said, by him therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. The sacrifice of praise is the fruit that our lips bring home. Somebody say a loud amen. There are many people here who are good sowers, but bad harvesters. They know how to sow. They don't know how to harvest. Harvesting is with joy. Harvesting is with praise. Harvesting is with excitement. That is the kingdom law. If you don't lack your joy and you don't lack your praise, no devil can deprive you of your harvest. Try joy and try praise uninterruptedly and unprovokedly for the next 7 days and return back with harvest. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Number 5, joy and praise are proofs of faith. And faith is our link to our inheritance and portion in God. Joy and praise are proofs of faith. You show your faith with your praise and your joy. And when your faith is in place, it links you with your portion and your inheritance in God. Let's take it gradually. Psalm 106 verse 12. He said they believe his word, then they sang his praise.
So it is believers who are able to praise. Faith people are praise people. Praise is proof of faith. Romans chapter 5 verse 20 concerning Abraham. The Bible said he was strong in faith. Is that right? Romans 4:20. The Bible said he was strong in faith. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. So strong faith praises God under all conditions. And then 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8, he says, whom having not seen, you love, in whom though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Believing, you rejoice. Those who believe, rejoice. Those who have faith in God, rejoice. And rejoicing and joy and praise are proofs of faith. And what will your faith do for you? Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12. Be not slothful, but be followers of those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Matthew chapter 9 verse 29. Jesus told a blind man, let it be unto you according to him. He told the two blind men, he tell their eyes, saying, according to your faith, let it be unto you. Is somebody saying, is somebody here say aloud, amen? If somebody believes and you understand what I'm saying, give the Lord one shout of praise. Hallelujah! Again, hallelujah! So when your praise, when your faith is in place, your praise is in place. When your praise is in place, your faith is in place. And when your faith is in place, your harvest is enforced. You collect what is yours. The apostle of faith, Smith Wigglesworth, they say he was always smartly and sharply dressed. Always. And then always smiling. Always. If you came around him, you couldn't catch depression. No wonder they called him the apostle of faith. Apostles of faith are possessors of praise, possessors of joy. I met with some of our pastors, some people who were in this ministry before, who are no longer here. I had a meeting with them, just a brief meeting with some of them who have their own ministries. And one of them told me, he said, I don't know the last time I laughed like this, the way I'm laughing right now. He said, this joy and this thing you carry is still there. He said, it's even more now. Make us laugh all the time. Hallelujah. One of the young men who work with me, and I say, you see, every time I'm around, I'm just excited. You just carry something contagious, something explosive, infectious, that makes people excited and explode. You cannot believe God and be depressed.
You cannot believe the word of God. You cannot believe that God is on the throne and that the word of God is true and that God is stronger than the devil, and yet you are depressed. You only believe that the devil is more powerful than God, so you are not happy. You believe that you are going, that you are not going to succeed in life, so you are not happy. You believe that what God said he will do in your life will not happen, so you are not happy. But who is he that saith it, and it cometh to pass when the Lord commands? Hey! Hey! Who is he that saith it, and it cometh to pass when the Lord commanded it? No. I speak to somebody here. Every trace of depression in your life is dying right now. Fresh joy is coming. Fresh praise is coming. And fresh celebration is coming. Shout the loudest. Amen.
Give the Lord a shout of praise as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Something is happening to you. The devil can't tie you down. The devil cannot enforce depression on your life. The devil can't make you live a gloomy, dark life. Hey! I kill that demon of depression, that devil of heaviness, that devil of downcastedness. In the name of Jesus. From this moment forward, your Christianity shall be filled with electricity. Did you hear what I just said? From this moment, your Christianity shall be filled with electricity, because there is divinity in your life that is going to cause you to see possibilities and unusual productivity. Shout power! Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. When you see me dance, I dance like it. I dance like a little child. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can fake many things, but you can't fake joy.
Hey! I prophesy to you today, every mantle of sadness, every climate of darkness is destroyed forever. Shout, yes!
Give the Lord a praise and take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Number 6,
joy and praise. This is very important. Joy and praise connect. Joy or praise connects us to divine inspiration and direction. Connects to divine inspiration and direction. Unto supernatural supplies and releases. Joy, praise, connects to divine inspiration and direction that leads unto supernatural supplies and releases. That is, anybody who is excited is directed. To be excited is to be easily inspired. That is, it is easier for a joyful person to have ideas of financial explosion than for a depressed person to think. And this is scriptural. When the army of Israel needed water in the battle with Moab, and they needed supply, all that needed to happen was someone to play the instrument. In 2 Kings chapter 3 and in verse 15. Then the inspiration for supernatural supply came. I'll read to verse 17. But now bring me a minstrel. And it came to pass, when the minstrel played, that the hand of the Lord came upon him. That is upon Elisha. And then solution, direction on supply came. And he said, thus saith the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. For thus saith the Lord, you shall not see wind, neither shall you see rain. Yet that valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink both ye and your cattle and your beasts. Jump to verse 20. And it came to pass in the morning, when the meat offering was offered, that behold, without rain, without wind, without anything, there came water by the way of Edom. And the country was filled with water. How? Give me a minstrel. Let somebody make the atmosphere light. Destroy depression. released praise, released excitement. And as that was released, direction came. And as direction came, provision came. Whenever you are stranded for direction, stranded with scarcity and shortage, instead of murmuring, begin to worship God. Begin to praise God. Begin to celebrate Him. Then He will give you an idea that will change your life. This is called revelational equation. Using scriptures to calculate your way out of calamity. Because you can read the Bible without knowing what the Bible is saying. I am looking for money. I am looking for supplies. I am looking for provision for me and my family. And I don't have. I praise you on my own. Almighty God. Everlasting is your name. From age to age, you are still the same. Oh Lord, I praise your name. I will not only declare 7 days of fasting, I will declare 7 days of praise. Day and night. And before the days are over, I saw a dream. I had a revelation. I got an inspiration. I got an idea of a business investment I should make. Of a step I should take. Of something I should do. Bam! I am out of scarcity. I am out of shortage. I am out of bankruptcy. I am out of empty-handedness by virtue of revelational equation. Somebody say aloud, amen. Before the next 24 hours, somebody is getting an idea, getting a direction that is going to release you supernatural supplies. You are getting a direction, you are getting an idea that will multiply your resources. If you are the one God is speaking to, shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat. Is anybody getting anything tonight? I'm sure you haven't heard a thing like this all your life. Without joy, the channels of direction are blocked. Without praise, the avenues of divine inspiration are closed. Because he said, with joy shall you draw waters. Isaiah chapter 12 and in verse 3. From the wells of salvation, you draw inspiration. You draw direction with joy, with praise. Give it a trial and see what you will come out with. While praising, while thinking, while worshiping, carry pen and paper in your hand. Hallelujah. The wisest man that ever lived in his day, Solomon, he wrote 1,005 songs, 1,005, and had about 3,000 proverbs. That was like 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 32, 33, thereabout. 1,005 songs. And he spake 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. So now, proverb is wisdom. Song is worship. So there is a connection between your worship and your wisdom. There is a connection between your celebration and your inspiration. That is two wisdom, or if you permit me, two wisdom. What is the plural of wisdom? I know that stadium is stadium. Two wisdom for one song, one worship. Hallelujah. So clear your mind, ventilate mentality. Ventilate your mentality with your worship, with your songs, with your praise. It doesn't have anything to do with a singing voice. It doesn't have anything to do with whether you can sing alto or tenor or treno or anything. It has to do with the heart of worship. Very important. Number 7, as we begin to round off, joy and praise. Activate divine favor. that brings about supernatural additions and possession. They activate divine favor. A praiseful person is a favored person. If you understand praise, you will understand favor. They activate divine favor that bring about additions and possession. Acts chapter 2, verse 47. Praising God and having favor. Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added. Praising God and having favor. You cannot be praising God and be lacking favor. Praising God and having favor. I praise God a lot. My wife says there is a way to know that I have just come around the house area. It is full of many things. And one of the things it is filled with is sound. And one of the major sounds is worship. Either worship playing from the instrument or worship playing from the mouth, the mouthophone. Just coming and just moving. And I'm listening to something, I'm singing. So that is around the corner. It arrives with sound. Arrives with a presence. Arrives with some fragrance. Am I communicating? It gives you favor. Favor. You cannot be praising God and be lacking favor. And you know what favor will do to you? Deuteronomy 33 and in verse 23. And of Naphtali, he said, "Oh Naphtali," call your name, "Oh Paul Enenche, satisfied with favor, you are full with the blessing of the Lord, possess the west and the south." If you are full, if you are satisfied with favor, you must be full of blessing. And you must possess. You must possess. Forward and possess. There is somebody here today. When people see you, they will see favor. And when they see you, they will see the blessing. And when they see you, they will see the possession. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. So praise God. And praise will give you favor. And favor will load you with the blessing. And the blessing will usher you into possession. What an equation. Join that with Psalm 44, verse 3. Take your seat. This is what favor will do for you. They didn't get their land. The land they got, they didn't get it with fight. It's not their sword. It's not their arm that saved them. But your right hand and your arm and the light of your countenance. Why? Because thou hast a favor unto them. Favor will give you what fight can give you. They got not the land with the sword, which means they didn't fight for it. Favor will give you what fight can't give you. Favor will give you what effort can't give you. And praise will give you a favor that human connection can't give you. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Somebody say amen at the top of your voice. I've never looked at one man as a source through my life and destiny and ministry. Never. Since I got to know God in detail, whatever God cannot give me is not in existence. Hallelujah. Finally, joy and praise. Or joy or praise.
releases the presence or unction of God. And that attracts the portion of the unction. Joy or praise releases the presence or the anointing of God, the unction of God. And that attracts the portion of the unction. You know that? You know what that means? When you know how to praise God, you attract His presence, which is the same as the anointing. Psalm 22, verse 3. Blessed is the people that love the joyful sound. Or no. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Then Psalm 89, verse 15. He said, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. So when you know how to praise, you swim inside God. And the presence of God is the anointing. According to Acts chapter 10, verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. Somebody say amen. So when you praise God, you attract the anointing, the unction. And the anointing carries His portion. Leviticus 7 and in verse 35, when Moses was giving the commandment, he says, this is the portion of the anointing of Aaron and of the anointing of the sons, out of the offerings of the Lord made by fire, in the day when he presented them to minister unto the Lord in the priest's office. If you envy any man that carries an unction, it's a waste of envy. Just try to generate the unction he has generated. And when you have generated the unction he has generated, you can activate the portion he has attracted. Because the unction carries the portion. One day, I told my wife that I'm trying to wait on the Lord for some things. And she said, are you eating today? No, I'm not eating. I'm going to wait on the Lord. We are going to wait on the Lord. Till when? I don't know. But I know I'll break the fast this evening. But she said, okay, I'll join you. And then I waited and waited. I didn't eat the first day, second day, third day. That's breaking in the evening. Break in the evening. Third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day, seventh day, eighth day, ninth day, 20 days, 30 days, 40 days, 50 days, 60 days. Breaking in the evening. 70 days, 80 days, 6 months, 7 months, 10 months, 11 months, 12 months, 13 months, 14 months. It was almost 500 days before the burden lifted to eat normal. That's all. Somebody will say, this man lock you. Try that lock. That is food lost appetite until a certain time of the day. Until a certain time of the day. Lost food lost appeal. I won't tell you the one of no food at all. Because some people may faint. This one you broke in the evening. The other one is only water. Do you understand what I'm talking about? If you envy the portion, try and connect the unction. These are people, some social media people. You don't know what Pastor Adebuyi has passed through in life. Bishop Adebuyi. Adebuyi fasted at the beginning of his ministry until he began to vomit blood. It was blood. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Blood. Blood. When was the last time you did such a fasting? There are those since they were born, they have not fasted beyond 10 a.m. By the 11, their body is shaking. There are those, they have done till 12, they have tried. Somebody said, I've fasted for 40 days. And what's the 40 days? Till 12. So I said, so what have I been doing all my life? Then all my life is fasting then. Because food doesn't taste in some of our mouths. I mean, let's not go there. This is the portion. So just walk with God and generate the and let the walk with God until His presence is on you. And praise will attract that presence. Your worship will attract that presence. And that presence. Your worship will attract that presence. Your worship will attract that presence. And that presence will generate the portion. I prophesy to someone here today, your portion is coming. Can somebody say a louder amen? Can somebody say the loudest amen? What have we said tonight regarding those channels? Number one, that your joy and your praise irrigate the earth around you so that your seed can thrive and your harvest can flourish, because if your joy and your praise are not there, the earth will be dry. Secondly, we said that your joy and the praise, your praise will put the earth under pressure. The pressure to release what is deposited and what is due to you. Third, we say that joy and praise, that includes thanksgiving, will fertilize your resources. What is in your hand that was not enough will become enough by your praise. Fourth, that your joy and your praise are spiritual implements, spiritual tools of the harvest. Five, that your joy and your praise are proofs of faith. And faith links you to your portion in God. And six, that your joy and your praise will connect you to divine inspiration. God will give you a direction, an idea that will move you into your supplies. And number seven, that your joy and your praise will activate divine favor that will bring about supernatural additions and possession. And eight, your joy, your praise will release the presence of God, and the presence of God will attract the portion of the unction. One other thing that will attract the presence of God is your kingdom assignment. They went everywhere and preached, and the Lord went with them. That's Acts, Mark chapter 16, and in verse 20. It will attract the presence of God into your life, and so on. Now, let's go into counsel. This is what you should take home. Number one, make joy and praise your deliberate lifestyle. Your deliberate lifestyle. Meaning is, make the choice for the life of joy. Make the choice for the life of joy and praise. Philippians chapter 4 verse 4. He said, rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say to you, rejoice. Rejoice. It is joy is a choice, not a gift. Praise is a choice, not a gift.
You can make the choice.
Make the choice. Secondly, never place your joy on things. Place your joy in the Lord.
Never place your joy on things. Place your joy in the Lord. Philippians chapter 4 verse 4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say,
rejoice. Not rejoice in your car.
Things. Things can fail, but God can't fail. If the reason for your joy is your job, when your job is attacked, your joy is attacked. Don't place your joy in a man, whether it's husband or wife or employer, because men can fail. They can disappoint. Place your joy in the Lord. Let God move you more than car, move you more than house, move you more than traveling abroad. And when your joy is in the Lord, because not fail, your joy can't fail. Because God cannot die, your joy cannot die. Because God cannot end, your joy cannot end.
There is nothing in this world. If I am going to Area 1 now, and there is hold up, apart from people rushing us, I will neatly climb Okada. I just go there. He doesn't do nothing to me. But in places where we have tried to move like that, people identify you and they rush at you. Even to go on evangelism, they rush at you. Pray for me, touch me, and so on. If I find a tricycle, I can jump into it. There are people, I mean, they are so attached to things. I knew a man when we were growing up. If the child dare temper with the windscreen of his car, he washes the car personally. He has people that wash it, but he washes it himself. Bible says, vanity upon vanity, all is vanity. And all those things, no future, nothing.
Place your joy in the Lord. Let him be the one that moves you the most.
Number three,
employ joy and praise as spiritual weapons in times of scarcity and adversity. Employ joy and praise as spiritual weapons in times of adversity and scarcity, seasons of adversity and scarcity, or scarcity and adversity. I just told you now, in 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 15 all the way to verse 20, when they needed water, they sang praise. I'm sure you also read Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17, all the way to verse 19. He said, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, and the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, and the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Then, after I have done that, the Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet to climb upon my high places. I will walk away from the scarcity, walk away from the shortage, walk away from everything, because I am giving him praise. Am I communicating? Don't praise because good things are happening. Praise for good things to happen. Let me rephrase it. Don't praise only because good things are happening. Praise when you need good things to happen. There were five loaves and two fishes. And Jesus praised. Paul and Silas were in prison. There was no need to praise. In Acts chapter 16 verse 25. And they sang praises until the prison opened. And the door and the chains broke. Are you trusting God for an open door? Are you trusting God for something to open up for you?
give him the praise. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say the loudest amen.
Use praise, use joy. I tell you, like, when the devil wants you to be sad, be happy. When the devil says, sit down, stand up. Anything the devil wants you to do, do the opposite. You should be very, very stubborn when it comes to the devil. Am I communicating? You know that kind of children where they say he doesn't use to hear what? That is, this boy does not use to hear what? That is how you should be when it comes to the devil. Am I communicating? He wants you to be sad, be happy. He wants you to be gloomy, be dancing. He wants you to be whispering, be screaming.
Hey, hey, hey! Hey, 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 hey! Hey, 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 hey! Hey! Shout! Stand on your feet with the loudest shout of victory! Give the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, another shout of victory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey, 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 hey.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I want very heated, aggressive, explosive, extensive, intensive praise for the next 7 minutes. Aggressive, explosive, extensive. Let the devil run mad. Let some witches run mad. Let some wizards run mad. Let the spirit of depression go to hell. I prophesy opening, supernatural opening. The chains are breaking tonight. The embargo is lifted over your life, over your family, over our nation. A testimony is coming your way. Shout, yeah!
Let me give you point number 4. Remain standing. You can do that in standing. It's just one line. Avoid depression at all cost. Avoid it. Don't play with depression. Don't let any devil play on your emotion.
Avoid depression at all costs. Because depression is the way of dryness. Spiritually. Financially. Every way.
Joel chapter 1 verse 11 and 12. We read it already. Joy is dried up, so everything dried.
Avoid depression at all costs.
It is the way of dryness. Depression is the foundation for oppression. Just lay on the bed there. You won't wake up in the morning. What's the use going out today? Nothing is working. What is life all about? Is it only me? What did I do to the devil? Shut up that mind. Stand up. Dress up. Get out. Shut that mind up. Get up. Dress up. Get out.
Hallelujah.
Is God speaking to somebody here? The joy you have expressed here tonight will follow you to the house.
Overnight, you are going to have an encounter that will give you inspiration, that will give you direction, that will change your story. Are you ready for the 7 minutes? Are you ready for the 7 minutes? Help me shake the hands of 7 people and tell them, get ready, something is opening up. Get ready, something is opening up. Get ready, something is opening up. Let's go. Listen. Within these 7 minutes, the aisles are free. Within these 7 minutes, don't mind who is by your side. I see the doors of the wombs opening. I see the doors of finances opening. I see the doors of nations opening. Hey! I see the doors of businesses opening. I see the doors of the mind opening to divine ideas and divine inspiration. Let's go.
And I don't know what to do.
Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Lift the hands high. Out of their belly shall flow rivers of living water. Let us go prada gaga zaga diga la la. Let us take ready gaga la gaga la la.
Go ahead and pray in the spirit for 1 minute. There is an opening right now. A river is open. A door is open. Everything on the earth may fail.
God, you can ever, ever
hear. Father, we give you the praise and give you the honor tonight. Thank you for the things you are dropping. Thank you for the keys. Thank you for the garments, the mantles. Thank you for the openings. Thank you for the releases. Thank you for the resources.
Blessed be your name. Stretch your two hands in front of you. Like this. Close your eyes.
You have come into your season of open doors. You have arrived at your moment of open doors. It's your open door. It's your year of open doors. It's your open door. You have come to your open door because your God has the key of David. He opens and none can shut. He has opened the door for you, and no man can shut the door. Hey! Your God has the key of David. He opens and none can shut. He has opened the door for you. Marital door, career door, destiny door, ministry door, the door of nations. And no man can shut the door. Verse 2. By the instrument of worship, the post of all doors can move. We have come with you to worship. The post of our doors shall move free. As we praise you in the midnight, hey, the earth shall quake suddenly. The prison's foundation shall shake. Now doors shall be opened. So there is an instruction for you to worship in the midnight of tonight. And if you want, you can repeat it in the midnight of tomorrow. And if you want, you can repeat it in the midnight of next tomorrow. And then repeat it again for as long, 1, 2, 3 days, up to 7 days if you want. And begin to see doors open and things open like never before. Because you have come into your season of open doors. Hey! Your moment of open door is your open door. It's your year of open door. It's your open door. You have come into your open door. It's my year of open doors. Stretch your hands in front of you like you want to receive something, because tonight you overcame with your portion, with your gift, with what is yours. Your praise has attracted for you wisdom, direction, attracted your portion, attracted your increase, attracted your releases. Stretch your hands in front of you, the two hands together. And right now, at the count of three, when I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive, and just bring the hand to yourself like this. Stretch it forth now. Father, what you have brought now, and where you, I want you to do that not religiously or ceremoniously. Do it like the woman with the issue of blood. Today is my day. What Jehovah has here for me today, I must receive. Receive it with fire, with passion. For some, it's your healing, it's your deliverance, it's your children, it's your marital opening. You receive it with fire, with passion, and you blast in tongues. When I said in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3. When I say receive your portion in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3. You scream, I receive, and bring your hands to yourself. Are you ready? The portion that Jehovah brought here for you, I declare that you receive that portion of your marital destiny, of your financial destiny, of your career destiny, of your spiritual destiny, of your health, your vitality, your deliverance, your longevity. Receive that portion in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3. I receive. Lift up your hands and give him the praise. It has been dropped. It's dropped. And what God has in store for you to receive tonight is released into your hands. As we are going to proceed into the communion, I will also ask for those who have testimonies to come shortly. But before then, you came in here tonight. Everything I preach may not mean much to you until you have given your life to Jesus. I want you to quickly pick your Bibles and your bags. If you want your sins to be forgiven, you want Jesus to be Lord over your life, you want today to mark a new day for you, you want mercy and forgiveness, pick your Bibles, pick your bags. Quickly come forward. While they do that, our communion staff, steward, will also take their position. Take your seat and I'll give you the count of 7 to quickly rush forward. 1.
Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul.
I give you the count of 7. 1. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags. 2. Every moment I'm away.
Have your way, Lord.
3. Quickly rush forward. 4.
I give you my soul. Only for you. Only.
5.
Every moment I'm away.
6.
Away.
Everybody say, I give you my love. I give you my soul. 7.
Only for you alone.
Every moment I'm away.
All the way.
Oh, yeah. While they are doing that,
if you are here, you need to rededicate your life to Jesus. You have given your life to Jesus before, but you know you went back. Or you have an addiction, a prostitution addiction, pornographic addiction, alcoholism, Indian hemp smoking, marijuana, cannabis, addiction of any sort, gambling, fraud, bitterness, unforgiveness, any of the things that you know can lead you to hell. You want the addictions broken. Pick your Bibles and your bags and quickly rush to the front and we shall pray for you. And I've got my mind made up because I want to be my Jesus. Quickly come on. At the count of five now. 1, 2, 3. I've got my mind. 3, 4, 5. And I want. Because I want to see my Jesus someday. I've got my mind. Because I want. Goodbye, 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 world. Goodbye, world. Goodbye, world. Stay no longer with me. Goodbye, treasures of sin. Stay no longer with me. I made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life. I made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life.
Place your hand on your chest, all of you. Lift up your hand. The other hand will up. And pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Tonight I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you tonight. I declare the hold of the enemy broken off your life. And I decree fresh grace released upon you in Jesus' name. Amen.